It's time once again for the Story Lady.
Hello, boys and girls. Today I'd like to tell you a story I call Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Once upon a time, there was a little girl named Goldilocks who came upon a bear's house while walking in the woods. She had laid down to rest, and by that time, the bears came home and discovered that she had also eaten their porridge. "Somebody's been eating my porridge," said the baby bear, always a clever one with words. "Someone's been eating my porridge," said the mama bear, who had enough trouble getting by on food stamps as it was. The papa bear didn't say anything. Well, Goldilocks and the three bears
Excuse me, Story Lady. I just like to say that I've often seen Goldilocks, but I've never seen her bear. I said, I've often seen Goldilocks, but I've...
Byron, how long have you been my announcer?
Oh, about 4 or 5 years.
And how long would you like to stay my announcer?
Oh, about... Why don't you tell us what happened to Goldilocks and the Three Bears, Story Lady?
Thank you, Byron. Goldilocks and the Three Bears took their disappearing porridge trick to the Ed Sullivan Show. The act, however, was a complete bomb, whereupon they were immediately signed to 13 more appearances on The Sullivan Show.
Thank you, Story Lady. Be with us next time, boys and girls, when the Story Lady tells the inspiring tale of the ogre who became the National Enquirer's Mutant of the Month.